I'm interested again today about the diary of our thoughts. When we think about those that keep a diary, Sister Vicki says she does, a record of the events of our life and our thoughts about those events. And you know, I've never gone to anybody's house that did diaries consistently, and they have them all on the table in the living room and say, read through these if you have some spare time, if you'd like to have some just pastime reading my stuff. It's private. It's my private thoughts about the things that have happened. In fact, you know, it may contain both trials and triumph that I've been through, but it's my record of those things. And I've even seen some where they have them to where it has a little hasp that comes around with a little padlock that you put on there. That's because these, what my thoughts are about what has been happening, it's my thoughts. I'm not really wanting them to be publicized. Well, you know, the rest of us may say, I don't do diaries. I don't keep track. But what I would like for us to think about for a little bit this afternoon, we may not, but God does. You know, just like the diary that somebody consistently would keep up, and through the day they write down the things that have happened in the day, and even what they're thinking about those things, you know, God is doing that with each of us. And what I'd like to do for a little while this afternoon is, I know these are sleepy times, so I'd like to give out scriptures again for us to all take a look at. God is keeping a diary on each of us and the events. And if we would just look at this past week from Sunday to Sunday, our thoughts back of if I had kept a diary, what all would be in it, my thoughts through the week. And God did keep a diary, and he knows my thoughts through the week. So I'd like to give out a few scriptures. Revelations 20. And 12. Okay. Ecclesiastes 12 and 14. And Psalms 139 and 1 through 2. Look at that for Revelations 20 and 12.
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works.
You know, it'd be good for us to always remember God's keeping a diary on each person. And I would like for us today to not think so much about I'm trying to weed out sinful thoughts. No, what I'm trying to do is make heaven my home. And the discouraging things that the devil would like to bring to me, I'll be able to recognize those and have a tool against it. So this one says, I need to remember something that talked in the verse maybe before that. I saw a great white throne, and him that sat there on, you know, there's a lot of people today don't even believe there's a God. But this one says, one day everyone is going to stand before it. And it says, from whose face the heaven and the earth fled away. There was such fear of what they were seeing. And then it says, they were judged out of those things that were written in the books according to their works. You know, we will be judged out of the things that's been written in my book this past week according to my works. So the next verse, Ecclesiastes 12 and 14.
Every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
Okay. And go ahead and read the verse before that, number 13.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
Fear God, keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man, because God is going to bring every work into judgment, whether it is good or whether it's evil. Okay? And Psalms 139 and 1 through 2.
O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off.
Sometime when you get a chance, read all of Psalms 139. Because it covers a wide range in there to where I have a lot more respect and reverence for God when I finish that chapter that chapter, you have searched me and known me. You know my down sittings. You know my uprisings. Lord, you understand my thoughts afar off. You know what I have been thinking. And again, it's so easy to think, okay, I'm thinking a warning against sinful or not sinful. I believe we're all here with a desire to go to heaven. And so sinful, as soon as that is presented, it's kicked out. So it's not on the charts. But you know what? The devil doesn't say, okay, if I can't get him there, I can't get him. You know what? He has so many other things to bring to our mind. And so for me to be able to, this Psalms 139, Lord, you have searched me, you know me, you understand my thoughts afar off. That chapter also goes through the list of, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, our nation, maybe our world, is at a time over the past few years, they have tried to decide where, at what point does life begin for a child. Now they will, if there was a mother, expectant mother, killed in a car wreck, you know, they will charge that person that had the accident, they will charge them with two deaths. But you know what, if you go to an abortion clinic, you don't get charged with any deaths. We are trying to figure out as a world, as a society, what is, where the balance is in all that. Well, read Psalms 139 sometime, about 14th verse. It says, I am fearfully, wonderfully made. You knew me from the very beginning of it all. My name was, you know, he knew everything about us. And then how does 139 end up? Remember the last two verses of Psalms 139? We use it a whole lot. Search me, O Lord. Yes. Know my heart. Try me. Know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. My desire is, and I want the Lord to search my heart, search my thoughts, and lead me in the right way. And so I thought of a song. It's not song number 141. See, this is not just about sin or not sin. This song says, guide my thoughts, lest they should wander to the empty dreams of earth. Let me on thy goodness ponder, yea, on things of heavenly worth. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. And that's what that song is trying to tell us. Lord, I want you to guide my thoughts throughout the day, throughout the week. Yeah. Because if I'm not keeping a diary, Lord, you are. And you know, I really believe that for myself even, it would be good for me to keep a mental diary through the week. Lord, where are my thoughts going? Because I'm not talking about sin. But you know what? There are some people that have trouble with forgiveness. There are people that have, when an offense comes to them, they never let it go. You know where all that is working? It's up in the thought process. And I'm building a diary. I'm keeping track of all that has happened. And what should I put in a book in my mental library to offset that? Because we're going to, it's, what does it say? Offenses are going to come. Yes. It's going to happen to us. It's what do we do with them? Because you know what? I can log them in my diary. If Joseph had kept a diary, how would it have read? We get to read it today. Yes. The diary of his life. You know what he did with them? Each time something happened, it was recorded that it happened. It was recorded that the woman lied against him. It was recorded that he went to jail. It was also recorded at the end of it all. We get to read his part of the diary where he wrote in it. It was not you that put me here. Yeah. It was God. You know, folks, if we in our mental, whether we write it down every day or just it's in our head, if we will go through life when the offenses come and say, It was God that sent this. This person that cut me off in traffic, it wasn't him. God needed to talk to me about something. When Job, in one day, lost all of his temporal possessions, one after another, they're gone. You know what? If his diary had been written down for that day, it would have been 9 o'clock, these sheep have been stolen. 10:30, you know, it could have been a daily diary that was written down. And he could have logged for years who did it. And one day they will pay. You know what he did at the end of that diary for that day? He said, "The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Guide my thoughts lest they should wander." Because I tell you, the devil would love to get into our thought process. So what I would like to do for a little while this afternoon is, we have the diary of our mind. It's the things that happen and what we do with them. But you know what? We can also have in our mind a library of books that we are building that I can go to when a problem happens, forgiveness. I can go to a book and open it, and it tells me what the Word of God quickly says about it. What does the Word of God quickly tell me about unforgiveness?
My thoughts went back to Joseph, as you mentioned him, and what would be in his diary. And I want to give this. When he had his sons, he named them special names because it helped him in his mind. The firstborn was Manasseh, "For God hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house." So I would say that that would be something he would have written in his diary.
That's right.
Because it was a great victory. Mm-hmm. And so he named his son to remind him every day that God had made him forget his toil. And the name of the second one was Ephraim, "For God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of mine affliction." And that too would have been in his diary.
Almost like it summed up all these events of, I believe it was 13 years that he could have kept his diary of all the things that happened. But he sums it up when he has his boys and he names them. In the land of my affliction, he has caused me to be able to prosper. So what I want to add today for us to look at is, if I just have the diary, my thoughts, I need something more than that. So in our mind, we can build a library by God's help. The scriptures are already there, but I would like for them to be hid away in my heart to where I can use them. So if you have an offense happen tomorrow, someone does you wrong, how big of a book do you need to be able to forgive? There is one verse. If you open this book in your mind and you read this one verse, there shouldn't have to be any other added to it. What would that verse be?
God forgives us, we forgive.
If you don't forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Yes. You know, I can weed all through it and try to find 100 verses, and if he does this and I do this. No, what I get right down to is I want to go to heaven. And this doesn't need to have many pages to it. It just says it real clear. If I don't, then he won't.
Yes.
And so what I want to do now today is look at another volume that we need to start in our mind. And that is about peace. If I could add scriptures to this compartment of my mind, that I would be able, as I go through trouble and adversity, that I would be able to realize, you know what? There's peace available right now for me. Here's scriptures, here's songs, here's all these things to be able to provide it. To add scriptures and songs in my mind, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. I would like for us as a congregation here to go through life thinking about the library that I'm building in my mind. That will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And I like to think about Jesus, and we could say, yeah, he was the Son of God. He knew all the scripture. But you remember when he was tempted by Satan, and Satan says something, and Jesus had a scripture. He didn't have to say, well, I'm going to read the Bible more this next week and see if I can find something. No, he had the scripture. We can have the scripture. Thy word, O Lord, I've hid it in my heart that I might not sin against thee. But that's far off. I don't want to be close to the sin business. Yes. What I want to be is I want to hide your word, Lord, that when the Satan comes by with discouragement or causing me to spend quite a bit of time in my mental diary this next week thinking about what somebody did to me, that I quickly be able to chart that off and at the bottom say, I forgave because I want to be forgiven, and be able to do that. So with peace, I'd like to give out some more scriptures. So we're wanting to put into my mind some scripture that will help me to be able to have peace easier. Who has Romans 14 and 19?
Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things therewith one may edify one another.
Okay, that's a pretty simple verse. Let's follow after the things that will make for peace. So I want to ask you, if each one of us would look back in the events of our life, have you ever, could you say, you know what, on this date, I did not follow after something that made for peace. I went down the wrong road for that. So with that, let's look at this next verse of what can happen.
He that passeth by and meddleth with strife belongeth not to him, is like one that taketh the dog by the ears.
Okay. He was loading something in his diary. He walks by and he meddles with strife that did not belong to him. Okay. You don't have to raise your hand, but have you ever done that?
Yes.
I can look back in my life and say, I had the dog by the ears and I didn't know what to do next. And he bit me. So much in life, and we're not talking about sin here today. That's what I like about this. We're not dealing with sin you must, sin you can't help it. We're dealing with everyday living, and how can I have peace at the end of the day and not lose it? He that meddleth with strife, I'm just walking by this thing and I think I can help this problem right here. With my wisdom, I can jump in on this thing and fix it. You know, they will tell you, if you happen to walk by somebody's house and the husband and wife are outside in the yard fighting it out, don't go get in the middle of it. Because somehow all of a sudden they're together again and you're the one that's catching it. So this is the one of how do I lose my peace? Some of those things can cause me to be able to do it. So what about Colossians 3 and 15?
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful.
Okay, I like that verse. What is the first word of it? Let. That means you don't need to do anything but just let go, release, and let this thing go to working on its own. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. And I can look back over my life and have to say, you know what? The flow that it wanted to be able to have in my life, I stopped it up by my own meddling and strife that I shouldn't have gotten involved in. So what about the next verse? Isaiah 48 and 18.
Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea.
If I had just hearkened to the Lord's commandments, my peace would have been like a river. You know, we're not talking about a little creek that maybe a few leaves fall in it and it stopped up. This is a river that's free flowing that cannot be stopped up. If you had hearkened to my commandments. So what would one of the commandments be that we just read? Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. You know, we sing a song, I think it was, let me love thee more and more till this fleeting, fleeting life is or. Allow it to happen. I want it to happen, so allow it to be that way. This is the same way for this other. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. How will it be? It means as I turn myself over to the Lord and ask Him to guide me, guide my thoughts lest they should wander. That might have been talking about, don't let me get too involved in financial things or building my house or the future or retirement. But I believe it could also involve the things that can happen in my life that disturb my peace. Instead, let me, remember, if you had hearkened, you'd have had peace like a river that was flowing. It would not have been able to be stopped. But sometimes I can stop it up myself. You know, there was, Jesus had a mission that he came for. It says he came to his own. His purpose, you remember he said it to some people, I am not come, but to the lost sheep of Israel. Here's my mission. Here's why I'm here. And yet to the lost sheep of Israel, many of them would not accept him. So I think about what happened. He had peace that was ready to be handed out to those people at that time. Okay, Luke 19 and 41. So he came to his own, and let's see what they're going to do.
And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, if thou hast known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes.
You know, there's very few places that we find in the scripture that Jesus wept. I can think of two. One was when he went to Lazarus and he had been dead and he saw the grief that the sisters were in. And this is the other when he looks over Jerusalem and he weeps. And he says, if you had only known the things that make for your peace. You know, they're like Daniel. They are captives in their own land. The Romans are over them. The Romans are telling them what to do. But he says, if you'd only known the things that make for your peace. You know what? Jesus did not come to, what they were looking for was somebody that would deliver them from Roman rule and they would be some kind of happy. You know, I can say I can have peace if somebody would make this person quit bothering me. Well, you know, it's going to be somebody else tomorrow. So what Jesus came to do was change the inside of a person to where if it's this one today and it's this one tomorrow, if you had only known the things that make for your peace, yes, and you were looking for, get me out of the Roman rule and we'll be happy. And 10 years from now, there'll be somebody else that comes along. But instead, Daniel, I believe, had peace right through the middle of it. I understand that he never was released from being a captive. He died in captivity. But you know what? Somehow he kept a contact with God. That there had to have been years passed between one event and another. But it didn't say, Daniel said, I'm going to need to go fast for 3 weeks to see what this one is, this dream. He has contact with God, and he goes right back to it. I believe he let the peace of God rule in his heart. Okay, so we looked at this one. He wept. Now let's look at what's available for us as Psalms 119 and 165.
Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them.
Great peace. Not just a little trickle. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. This says, there'll be great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. If we just went back to the forgiveness section of our diary, our mental diary that can affect us, think we could have great peace if I could. Remember, Peter was saying, how oft should I forgive somebody that trespasses against me? Seven times? You know, you could about lose your peace if in a day you've got to keep forgiving the same person seven times. After a while, that's going to wear on your nerves. So instead, Jesus just ran the number up so high that you realize, you know what, I've just got to forgive and forget and move on with it. And that was not seven times, but to 70 times seven. Just have a heart that is willing to forgive. You know how quick peace will come when I'm able to love that law and peace comes from it? So we're coming into Christmas time. What scriptures tell us about the peace that was going to be coming when he came. Peace on earth, when the angels came. They have a message. They've been with Jesus all along. But they're now going to let them know he's coming down here to earth. And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. His mission to come down is to bring peace. Where is another one that we find about the peace that would be coming? Unto us, a child is born. Okay, who has Isaiah 9 and 6?
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
From henceforth and even forever. That covers 2022. The Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his peace, there would be no end. It doesn't matter the amount of trouble that can come to our world. And if you check in the news lately, there's a whole lot of trouble. But it says he's still the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his peace, there will be no end. Okay, the next one.
Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
Now that's an amazing verse. If you had just been told the hour is coming, and it's here now, when you're going to all be scattered, his disciples that had gone around with him, and you're going to leave me alone, would that have brought peace? I think that would have disturbed me so much as it did all the rest of them. But instead, I've told you this so that you can have some peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good comfort, good cheer. I've overcome the world. We can have peace. You know, it says, there is peace in the time of trouble. There is peace in the midst of the storm. We have a little plaque at home. It says, peace is not the absence of trouble. Peace is the presence of God. And I believe that verse is so true for us today. If we expect that peace will come, you know what, they're trying to have peace in the world, and about the time they'll get one place settled down, another one will pop up. Years ago, there used to be a little game, and I don't know if they have it anymore, where you take this little mallet, and they have a board with something's pressurized underneath or something, a little animal head will pop up, and you try to smack him before he goes back down. And make points by doing it. And then I was all of a sudden over here comes another one. And then you get it. And then now here's two. And it's like a big waste of time. But it made me think about life. You know, here I'm trying to put out fires. And just about the time I think I got this trouble in my life has settled out, here pops another one. You know what? Every verse we have been reading so far this evening does not talk about the trouble going away. It talks about the peace that I can have in the middle of it. We sing a song, number 489. It says, the world's fierce winds are blowing. Temptation is sharp and keen. And you know what? For us here today, it's not the temptation about sin. It's the temptations that the devil would love to bring us for discouragement, troubles in our life. Temptation sharp and keen, but here's what we got. I feel a peace in knowing my Savior stands between. He stands to shield me from danger when earthly friends are gone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. So if you want peace, let's build us another book of the verse that says, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. And that no, never alone, I kind of was repeated in there about 30 times. Now, is that a waste of space? No, you know what? There are some times where we need it to be repeated 30 times when we're going through a big trouble. and it seems like there's no hope for the trouble that I'm in. You're never alone. You're never alone. You're never alone. I'll be with you through it all. We can have peace. You know, there was a time where it even said that the Roman soldiers, they could compel you to go a mile. What did Jesus say, go ahead and do? If he tells you to go a mile, at the end of the mile, you could throw your burden back to him and say, now find you somebody else. But he said, if he does that, tells you to walk a mile carrying his stuff, when you get to the end of the mile, just tell him, I'll walk the next one. It also in there tells about turning the other cheek. You know, that's more than just this cheek. This is my reaction, what I have to say back to trouble. What was the verse that we had a while ago? When we get to meddling in strife, it's like taking a dog by the ears. You know what? He will not bite you as long as you can hang on to his ears. But what he does is the longer you hold on to the ears, the madder he gets. To where when you do let go, he's going to make up for lost time. And that's the way some things can happen. I mean, I'm not going to tell you what they are, but I've got times in my life where I think, why did I ever get involved in that one? And I thought I was helping somebody out. We can do that. You know, we can cause ourselves to have more peace just by staying out of other people's troubles. Tell them I'll pray for you, and then do pray for them. But I have, okay. So if they compel you to go a mile, be willing to go with them twain. One more verse. Isaiah 32 and 17 through 18.
And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. And my people should dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places.
You know, that's available for us today. No matter what the news will tell you about what's happening in Russia or other places today, my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation. It is possible for us to do that in 2022. We may have to use the verse that will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. We may have to change the direction that we allow our mind to go, but I am so thankful that peace is still available for us today. And it will be, there will be peace available till the end of time. It's just, will I be willing to tap into it? So I'm interested in myself. I don't keep a diary. But you know, I think it would be good for me to ask the Lord, search me, O Lord, because you do know my thoughts. You know, last week, if you put them in categories, did I have some that I was worrying about, some trouble that hasn't even happened yet, but it might in the future? I can remember in about 1970, there was strife between the United States and Russia. And Russia was saying, we will take America and we will not have to use a gun. There will be no shot. We will take America. I know of a sister that had lots of children, and she heard that, and it went into this process until she about had a nervous breakdown, because it's in her mind, it's already almost happened. You know, it wasn't very many years later that the united part of Russia started falling apart. Yes. And that never came to be. You know, we can lose our peace by looking at something that looks like it can happen. You know, Joseph could have lost his peace at something that did happen, but somehow he was able to hand that thing back to God. And so what I would like to do is, even if we don't keep a diary, let's take a look at where we allow our thoughts to go. And it might help me with times where the devil gets a little inroad into discouragement. I might be able to... I think I told you last week, my phone will tell me you had this much screen time this week. You have been on your phone this many hours this week. You know what? I wish the Lord would be able to pop. Well, if he popped up to me Dan, you've had this much screen time with me this week. This is why you don't have any more peace than you have. You know what? The Lord is not interested in cutting any of us off. What he'd like to do with that is say, I tell you what, you can increase your screen time with me and your peace level will go up. That will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. I want to be able to do that. Do my part. He's promised to do his part. I'd like for us to sing that song number 149, Glorious Peace. What happened when I came to the Lord for salvation? I came defiled and guilty, and he brought glorious peace, and I am very thankful for that.